Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Thursday, January 11th, 2018. There was a new Nintendo Direct Mini this morning, just chock full of news for Nintendo Switch. Interesting, they're going with Nintendo Direct Minis now. I mean, I think I did that first with Newest, Latest, Best Minis, but I'll let Nintendo have this one. I'm here to help you sort through all the big news in the Mini Direct, so let's dive right in. A lot of interesting things announced. This was focused entirely on Nintendo Switch. And entirely on games that are coming this year. What does that mean? That means we're getting a lot of Wii U ports, a lot of ports of games that have been available on other platforms. We're getting a lot of DLC for stuff we already know about, but still lots of exciting stuff to dig into, starting with one of my very favorite Nintendo DS games. I am so thrilled this is getting a new life on Nintendo Switch. Nintendo announced The World Ends With You is coming back in a new edition a decade after it was released, which I find that hard to believe that it's been a decade since The World Ends With You came out. It is one of my favorite role-playing games for Nintendo DS, set in the modern day, set in Japan, where fashion works like armor. It's super cool. And the new version is going to be called The World Ends With You Final Remix. It's coming out on Switch, and it will have the touch controls of the original game intact because the Switch has that multi-touch screen display, but there will also be Joy-Con support, and it is coming out later this year. I'm super excited for this one, and if you haven't played The World Ends With You, you really should give it a shot. It's a great game. I'm so glad a new generation of gamers is going to check it out. Several different Wii U games are being ported over to Nintendo Switch, and most of them have some new content, including Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. This is an excellent Wii U platformer that I put a lot of time into. It's coming over to Nintendo Switch with a new beginner-friendly mode, which should help this game, which is notoriously pretty tricky to get some newer or less experienced gamers to enjoy it. There is also a new character, Funky Kong, who will be surfing through the game. Okay, cool. Do it. I'm into it. I think Nintendo is smart here. These are a lot of really great, well-designed games that didn't have a very large audience because the Wii U didn't have a very large install base. So why not bring them over to the Switch, which is just killing it, has a huge install base, and a lot of people will get a chance to play these games. Another one that they announced is Hyrule Warriors, the big Dynasty Warriors-style game, a third-person action smash-em-up with hundreds of enemies at a time that features all of the great Nintendo characters from the Zelda universe. That was available on Wii U and is now coming to Nintendo Switch as well, and it has brand new content consisting of new outfits for Link and Zelda based on Breath of the Wild. It's the definitive edition of Hyrule Warriors, which will feature every single map and mission, plus all 29 playable characters featured in both the Wii U version and the 3DS version of the game. So, again, another opportunity for a game that a lot of people liked, but perhaps didn't get its time in the spotlight. Now, because the Switch doesn't have a lot of original titles, these games are getting a second chance. I'm all for it. I think this is really cool. One new original title, though, that is coming to Switch is a new version of Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis has been around for a long, long time, various iterations. Mario Tennis Aces is the new game that in that franchise that will be coming to Nintendo Switch in the spring. This is not just a port of Mario Tennis Ultra Smash that came out for Wii U in 2015. This is actually a brand new version of Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis Aces will have, for the first time ever in the franchise, a story mode. So if you wanted a narrative as to why Mario is playing tennis, I guess Mario Aces has your back. It looks kind of cool, actually. There's boss battles and all kinds of stages built around the Mario iconography. And you're playing tennis. And Mario Tennis is a fun game. I mean, it's basically Pong, but it's gussied up. And there's lots of really cool, fun features and challenges. I'm into this. Mario Tennis Ace is coming this spring. Nintendo Switch is also getting East 8, Lacrimosa of Dana. What a title. East 8 is coming out on Nintendo Switch after having been previously released in September of last year on PlayStation 4 and Vita. It is also coming to PC at the end of this month, January 30th, and Switch players will get a chance to play it in the summer. Nintendo also announced a bunch of new DLC for existing games, most notably a new mode for Super Mario Odyssey. This is a balloon mode that is sort of asynchronous multiplayer where you get a chance to hide a balloon somewhere in the large Mario Odyssey open world, and other players at other times will have a chance to try to find your balloon. You can also look for other players' balloons, and if you find them, you move up a leaderboard. If it's hard for players to find yours, you move up a leaderboard. There's timed challenges to try to find these balloons. It's interesting. It's kind of Nintendo outsourcing content to players. It's like, hey, we'll create a hide-and-seek mode, but you do the hiding. We'll add some new discoverables in our game, but we'll do it by having the players plant the discoverables for us. I think that's pretty clever, and I think it actually is going to be a kind of a fun mode. It's free to owners of Super Mario Odyssey, and it's coming in February. That's not all, though. Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle, which was one of my very favorite games of the year on Nintendo Switch last year, it ranked in my top five, is getting new DLC content as well. It's getting a new playable character to join your team in Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. And that character is none other than Donkey Kong himself. A cool cinematic announced Donkey Kong's addition into the game. And it looks like he's got some sort of banana boomerang ability and the ability to climb up vertical. There's a lot of verticality in Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Looks very, very cool. But it's not just the character. It looks like he will also have his own story in the game that will include an entirely new world. So this is big content for the game. It is coming to the game this spring, and in contrast to the Mario Odyssey DLC, this is not free. There was a Mario plus Rabbids $20 season pass that they sold, so it will be obviously free or included in that price for people that purchased that, but no word yet on a standalone price for the Donkey Kong DLC to Kingdom Battle. Pretty cool, though. Pokken Tournament DX is also getting some DLC in the form of some new Pokemon, including Mimikyu, the Pokemon Sad Boy, and Mega Rayquaza, one of the strongest Pokemon out there, evidently. I don't know anything about Pokemon. I'm just reporting what I report, guys. But I'm sure it's exciting for people that like Pokemon. The first Battle Pack wave will launch January 31st, and the second will tentatively follow on March 23rd. But the biggest news out of the Nintendo Direct Mini has got to be their show-closing mic drop moment at the end. Dark Souls is coming to Nintendo Switch. The original Dark Souls is getting remastered and will arrive on Switch. Come to find out, it's not a Nintendo exclusive. In fact, this Dark Souls remastered is coming to all the consoles and PC. It will arrive May 25th on all of those platforms. And it is a full remaster. This is 4K and 60 frames per second support on everything except the Switch. The Switch is still getting 1080p, 30 frames per second support when docked. No word on handheld mode. But it is coming to PlayStation 4 Pro, Xbox One X, in the 4K resolution at 60 frames per second. All the versions include the DLC, the Artorias of the Abyss DLC, and It will support dedicated servers for up to 6-player multiplayer and co-op. So this is May 25th of this year. The big original Dark Souls getting remastered. No word on if there are any other changes other than visual. And no real images to show how good this is going to look. There was a teaser trailer that is just basically the logo and some music in From Software style. Kind of creepy, not much to show you, and then the logo. I'm very interested to see how good the game looks in 4K at 60 frames, if they've done some texture work as well. But very, very cool for fans of the original Dark Souls to play it at super high resolutions, both on PC and on the highest-end consoles. It is also coming to PlayStation 4 and regular Xbox One, just not supporting 4K and 60 frames per second.